Is that a wee bit less comfortable than it could have been in the end?
Yeah, of course it was. I think from our point of view, when you play against 10 men and as early as it happened in the game, you hope that you go and dominate the ball and you're free flowing and create plenty of chances in the game. We felt that it was a little bit tentative from our point of view, and we would like to have seen us probably in greater control of the game. And by that, I don't mean that Dunfermline were banging down the door constantly, but just in the sense of when we wanted to take the tempo up, we could do so when we choose. And it become a little bit ragged for us. But like I've already mentioned, it was 3 points was the task in hand today. We've managed to do that. I thought Dunfermline were very resilient when they went down to 10 men. They obviously have a wee goal towards the end and putting two strikers up the pitch as well. And credit to them for doing that. They pose us one or two problems, but ultimately it's 3 points and that was what was required today.
Yeah, and obviously I think 3 points, you're going back into second place.
Yeah, I think that takes us above Dundee United, which is great for the time being. But the longer term focus is that we go and piece together a run and get back on the trail of winning games, piecing victories together. I've said all week in the press that the two draws and the defeat has been a major negative for us, and it's so important that we get back to winning ways, which we've done. We'll obviously dissect it and see what we could have done better within the game. We'll have a look at that on Monday with the players. But ultimately we go away positive and happy today in the sense that we won the game.
Yeah, I mean there were some good individual displays as well. I thought Billy Mackay dropping deeper and really played
well. Yeah, we altered our shape a wee bit today, which we think we're capable of, and that was obviously prior to Dunfermline going down to 10 men. We thought that we would change things a little bit today, try and freshen it up. Ross Stewart comes in and gets a start, Declan McManus coming in to get their start, so we realise that we've got guys that have got different dimensions that they can bring to their team, and that was what we tried to do today, and as I say, it got us a victory in the end.
And any word on Callum at all, how he is?
Hopefully it's not too bad. Callum's had a tough time of it with his hamstring coming back and breaking his wrist. And then obviously today he has a wee twinge in his knee, but I think our physio's told us there it's nothing too concerning. I think it's more a neural pain than anything else. So hopefully that's okay.
He used the word tentative during the week as well. What do you think is going to be the key to get back to playing with the freedom they had earlier in the season?
I think it's sometimes you have these peaks and troughs over the course of a season. If we're saying that this is a negative today, we've come away and won the game. We've been frustrated at times over the course of the season. We've completely dominated games and lost out, maybe dropped points in a game. So today probably certainly wasn't our best performance by any stretch of the imagination, but we still managed to get the 3 points, which is great for us. I know that there'll be frustrations within the game. We were frustrated at times on the side, but ultimately it's about picking up the 3 points and getting yourself into a good position in the league, which we feel as if we've done.
Thanks, Stuart.